Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Let's lock it up with Landry in the locker room.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up.
Lock it up.
Presented by Consolidated Communications.
Lock it up.
Fred Landry and Lopez are in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Download the radio.com app to listen to In the Loop in your office, wherever you want to listen to it 24/7. Also, like us on Facebook at Sports Radio 610. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Radio 610 as well. You guys are cracking up a little bit there. I'm trying to spit some fire. You guys
listening.
Are cracking
no,
up.
We're listening. You got our undivided attention. Trust
me. What was going on out there?
Oh, we can't say.
No, we'll tell you off.
Nah, okay.
Trust me, we'll tell you off.
We'll podcast it. We'll definitely podcast it. Carmelo Anthony, that's the hot name going around the rumor mill right now. Mark Stein is reporting that the Rockets will be interested in Carmelo Anthony if he hits the market and is bought out by the Oklahoma City Thunder. The same Carmelo Anthony who basically ran Mike D'Antoni out of town when he was a Knick. The same Carmelo Anthony who went to Oklahoma City last year and was not a fit. A lot of Rockets fans now want this turd to come here and land at the Toyota Center. And a lot of people are using their imagination when it comes to the reasoning why. I understand the good that comes with Carmelo Anthony. He shot the most three-pointers of his career last year, and he made the highest percentage. In this team, you need to make three-pointers. So from that perspective, it works out. But let's just go back in time. Instead of pretending that Carmelo Anthony would buy into what the Rockets are doing and would buy into what Mike D'Antoni is trying to do, let's just go back less than a year ago, and let's go to the podium at Oklahoma City Thunder Media Day and listen to Carmelo Anthony when he was asked about a sacrifice that he would make for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Let's listen to the turd himself.
How do you feel about starting at the four, or the concept of starting at the four, or even coming off the bench? And the second question is...
Well, me?
I guess that answers that part.
I mean, I don't know where that started, where that came from. Hey, Pete, they said I got to come off the bench.
Okay, so apparently that was funny to him. For the betterment of the team, would you come off the bench? So let's just say, let's just go to the final game of Oklahoma City season, because this time on Friday, we listened to Mike Tyson straight out of the ring, and we agreed that right off of the court or right off of the field, when you're not prepared for an interview, that is when an athlete is the most authentic. That's when you have the best chance of getting the best answer and seeing what an athlete feels like. This is Carmelo Anthony. After the Oklahoma City Thunder were eliminated in the playoffs by the Utah Jazz, this is Carmelo Anthony reflecting on the season that was and the sacrifices that he, quote-unquote, made as a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Can you describe the last 12 months and what's going on?
An emotional roller coaster. But I had to find peace. I had to, come to peace with myself, come to peace with kind of the situation I'm in, and kind of try to find happiness again. I kind of lost that a little bit, but I'm finding it now, and it feels good.
All right, he had to come to touch with what he was, his new role, and the sacrifices he was making, and find happiness. Let's look at what he was doing before he went to Oklahoma City and got bounced in the first round. He wasn't even making the playoffs with the New York Knicks. Right. He wasn't even there, yet he was able to put up 25 points a night, and he continued to lose. He gets an opportunity to join Oklahoma City in the league MVP, Russ Westbrook, and Paul George, they acquire and trade, and it doesn't work out, and it's a disaster. All the people saying that Carmelo's going to buy into what the Rockets do, I'm not saying that it's impossible, but you're not basing it on any facts or anything that we've seen from Carmelo Anthony throughout his career.
And then you mentioned the Mike D'Antoni rift that D'Antoni flat out said. In fact, I think said it on our airwaves that he left because he felt sabotaged by Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
So is that? I mean, I guess you know fences can be mended for the sake of trying to win a championship, but that's pretty significant when that dude in your mind, at least when D'Antoni left, cost you your job.
No, that's a big deal, mm-hmm. and I don't know how. I mean, clearly that's one of those deals where you have to have a sit down and air all grievances, and mm-hmm. you know, have some grown-ass man conversation about, you know, this is how things are going to be, because it's a much different scenario. I mean, let's put it this way: Carmelo Anthony needs the Rockets a lot more than the Rockets need Carmelo Anthony.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Right, and so here's the thing: Mike D'Antoni has resurrected his career. Mike D'Antoni was kind of on the, you know, was literally the odd man looking out, because we know the players run the NBA, depending upon, you know, if your name is not, you know, Greg Popovich or I don't know who else, or Steve Kerr. So Mike D'Antoni's got a lot of sway right now. He's coming off two of arguably the best seasons, not named Phoenix Suns for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to think that Chris Paul loves him. You know, James Harden loves the guy. And so, you know, where does that stand in kind of the pecking order of things? I just don't know for a guy who, you know, is he going to accept coming off the bench? And really, what do you, I mean, he gave you nothing. I mean, you saw him as a quote-unquote third guy with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And mm-hmm. I get it. This Rockets team's better than the Thunder were last year. And I have much more faith in the Rockets coaching than I do with the OKC coaching. But that's where the one problem lies with Carmelo, because he's already had a problem with this coaching staff before.
Exactly. 2468 DWIattorney.com text line 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. He says that if Melo comes here and it works out, you guys have to own these takes. We'll always own our takes and admit when we're wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, if it were like, come on, dude. Like, we don't sweep anything under the rug. I'd be the first to admit I was wrong about anything and everything. That's part of the business. Also,
well, the second part of his text was said, at minimum money and minimum risk, I don't see, you know, the issue with Carmelo. First of all, he's not going to come at minimum money.
Well, he might, depending,
on the buyout.
He'll come at less, but not minimum money. And the risk, I started thinking about what you were talking about, Landry, so I looked at the numbers. He did shoot, like, marginally more three-pointers this year than at any point in his career, but it was, like, six. He's not going to change after going into his 17th year in the NBA, his game. He's just not going to all of a sudden be a spot-up shooter. And that's another part that worries me a little bit. He's still going to slash. He's still going to do that little finger roll, the little fadeaway and all that. He shot like one more three-pointer than he has at any point in his career. But that he's not going to be out there being a Ariza. I mean, he's not going to do that.
No, he's not going to be the glue guy. And, you know,
I mean, just spotting up in the corner.
Yeah, well, if he wants to be here, that's probably what he's going to have to do a lot of the time. I don't want to put Mike D'Antoni in this situation. I just don't think that Mike D'Antoni deserves that. I think Mike D'Antoni, he's basically revived James Harden's career. Yeah. I mean, he's revived his career.
Well, I don't know about revived, but he's accelerated.
A strong
he's accelerated it.
Well, yeah,
he's expanded his career.
All right. He's taken it to the two best seasons.
As bad as your Pulp Fiction.
The two best seasons, the two best seasons that we've ever seen from James Harden. Were with Mike D'Antoni coaching.
True.
So the best two seasons of his career revived. All right, taking it to a higher level.
That I agree with you wholeheartedly on. Dave McMenamin tweeted out last night, Carmelo Anthony's business manager, Bay Frazier, spent much of the first half of the Rockets-Warriors Summer League game here in Vegas tonight sitting with a Houston contingent of Mike D'Antoni, Chris Paul, Tillman Fertitta, and John Lucas II.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to come down to Mike D'Antoni's final blessing, and as it should.
Sure, sure.
And really, he's a team player; he'll let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not going to be something where Mike is not going to put his foot down here.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to let it happen. He's going to be classy. He's going to say all the stuff. I agree. I think he should too.
I mean, they're going to. If I'm Mike D'Antoni, if things imploded the way we all have been led to believe that they imploded the way they did in New York, you got to have a sit down face to face. You cannot sign this guy and then try to hash it out after the fact.
Even then, though, it might start out like, okay, we resolved our differences. But come, you know, January.
When he's logging road 12 trip, minutes a game.
He's upset. He doesn't like his role. He's coming right off the bench. You think it's not going to be just fine then, too?
But then, again, I guess that's the thing, is that you have to be explicit with him as possible and tell him, this is what we expect.
This is your role.
Mm-hmm. Like, you, this is what, now, injuries aside, and here's the thing, too, and this is maybe one of the ways you sell it on to Carmelo. We don't need you 25 to 30 minutes in the regular season. Like, that's not what we're... We know what we can do regular season wise. Okay, mm-hmm. this is with the way this team is, because you and I are in agreement on this, Landry, and I know John's kind of on the fence about it. But you're going to get Clint Capela back in some form or fashion, all right? And whether he's pissed off because he didn't get enough money, whatever, all right. Grow up, get over it. Even if you're a free agent next year, then you know what? It's a win-win for everybody. Mm-hmm. But go and get you a title. I don't think Bob Mute's coming back. I really don't.
That's a big mistake. Biggest mistake mm-hmm. they can make.
But do you overpay for him?
Yes. At this point, yes. Yeah, because Ariza's gone. You didn't want to overpay Ariza. Bob Mute, everybody's rolling their eyes at it. He was great when they beat the Warriors in the regular season. He was great. If you just look at their two wins, Bob Mute was a damn good player. You have to bring him back. If you bring in Carmelo Anthony and you let Bob Mute go, mm-hmm. you've lost your two glue guys. Right. Glue guys are important when you face the Warriors.
And
they're
Ariza
very
had a role,
important.
Even though his production declined and he wasn't anything in the postseason, he did have a role when it came to that. He was the guy that always chattered to the other guy at the free throw line. Kind of irritated.
He's kind of their Iguodala, wasn't he?
Kind of, yeah.
Like a poor man's Iguodala
a little bit. And another year in the system, I think Bob Mute could come back. I think letting him go would be a huge mistake. The other thing about this Carmelo thing that people keep bringing up is Chris Paul's here, so he won't get out. Look, Chris Paul is a successful basketball player because he's a badass. He's a good ball player, but this, like, Chris Paul is a leader stuff.
Why wasn't he a leader in New Orleans?
Well, in New Orleans and in Los Angeles, when he was the face of the Clippers franchise, that was the biggest disaster dumpster fire mm-hmm. in the league. You had flaky DeAndre Jordan. You had Blake Griffin punching trainers and knocking them out and breaking his own hand. Like, let's not act like just mm-hmm. because Chris Paul is at a location that assures that everything's going to be stable. That doesn't mean anything.
Right.
No, and I think there's a lot to that. I really, really do. And I think, and I'm also going to say this too. Let's look at the hierarchy of what was going on there too. All right. I mean, I think Doc Rivers, if there's one thing we've learned about Doc Rivers, I don't think Doc Rivers is the end all be all that we all thought he was. I mean, he lucked into the Boston situation because he was a disaster in Orlando. All right. I mean, and you really got to go out of your way to lose with Paul Pierce, Ray yes. Allen, and Kevin Garnett. And let's not forget, on that same staff, he had Tom Thibodeau and the Frank guy, Lawrence Frank. Yeah. All right. So he had a pretty damn good staff with that group as well. So I don't know. Doc Rivers, to me, again, I'm not. I've never been a huge Doc Rivers guy myself, but and again, listen, Chris Paul played pretty well, and I thought from a leadership standpoint, did exactly what you wanted from him last year, considering, again, I think the Rockets have a much more stable situation than anything he'd been previously accustomed to. So the Carmelo thing, I don't know. It's you know, you want to go into it with some excitement and with bated breath and some optimism, but I feel like we know how that's going to end. And is it, can you rewrite your legacy mm-hmm. in year 16? I mean, you could, but we thought he would do that in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, if Carmelo comes here and he buys in, it'll be the first time he's done it in his entire career.
I'm gonna 17 years.
Yeah, I'll get out of here on this. Can't wait till 1 month from now when the Texans begin preseason games. Going to be intriguing. A lot of people hate preseason football. I personally like it. I'm very excited for it. And I just wanted to get – I'm not going to get too deep into this, but you guys know what I did this weekend. I just want to say I got a special, special place in my heart for anybody, because this is something that a lot of people have to deal with. Anybody that's had to either watch or deal with a loved one having dementia or Alzheimer's or something like that, it's not easy to do. It affects a lot of people in a lot of ways. And I just want to say, dude, I my heart's out to you, because it's definitely not easy to deal with.
It's
heartbreaking. It's sad.
It's sad. You know, people who have lived the most incredible lives, like Ronald Reagan, mm-hmm. You know, who have experienced everything from their acting careers to governor to president, and died not knowing a single darn thing about any of that.
Yeah.
Just completely oblivious. It's really sad. You lose everything in terms of your memory.
Well, and again, hats off to you for stepping
up. Not recognizing your wife.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it's never a good thing. Well, hats off to you, Landry, for stepping up and representing moms and grandma over the weekend. So there you have it. All right, when we return, we'll take away what we learned from today, get you ready for tomorrow's show. And apparently, I mean, I'm guessing I saw Adam Clanton next door, so I'm guessing the entire triple threat is not all intact this week. So
Rich Lord's here.
Rich Lord's here.
He's killing trees.
Is Sean P here today? Is Sean P not here?
Nah, Sean P's off.
All right, so Sean P.
I'm surprised he hadn't proposed yet.
And I'm going to go out and say, chances are probably Teddy J's not here either. So it's going to be the, I'm guessing, the Rich and Adam show. So stand by to stand by. But before you do all that, folks, stand by for us when we tell you the things we learned today. Lots to get to. Last segment of the program. Don't go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.